tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Ground. This is a place where you get real conversations, real connections, and absolutely no filter. Good day, everybody. I hope everybody is having a wonderful day today. Okay, before I get started with the show today, I want to just take a moment to remember Staff Sergeant Avonier John Chevron Chisholm. Staff Sergeant Chisholm was a United States Army Ranger and Culinary Specialist who lost his life on August 25th, 2016 during an airborne proficiency jump at Fort Stewart, Georgia. He was only 26 years old. This August marks 10 years since we lost him. May he rest in peace. Staff Sergeant Chisholm, your service and sacrifice have not been forgotten. Okay, so the reason why I had to actually talk about this real quick, because Staff Sergeant Chisholm, I know him personally. I remember at the time in 2016, my unit I was with at the time, we got deployed to Hungary, Poland, and Germany. So we were just gone for like 6 months. So we both were culinary specialist cooks in the military. And he died in August, right? So, and we came back in September. We were just gone for like 6 months. We came back in September. And I'm asking people around, like my first day back, where's Chisholm at? And I'm asking people, I say, you don't know what happened? And somebody told me, I could not believe it, man. Like, damn. I mean, he was a young, only 26 years old, right? He was a young leader. You know what I mean? If you know anything about the military, and if you know anything about Army Rangers, right? Going to an Army Ranger school, that's one of the hardest military school to really go into and graduate. Because people go to those school and don't make it to the finish, to the end, right? So a lot of times, I'm just a regular cook, you know what I mean? Doing my job, my regular job, right? And these Rangers, which rightfully so, a lot of them do have big heads, you know what I mean? A lot of them are very cocky, because they're all men, they're all males, right? A lot of them are cocky, you know what I mean? And I never had no issue with none of them, though, none of the Rangers, but I've heard situations where some of the regular soldiers would have issues with some of these Rangers, right? But Staff Sergeant Chisholm, though, he was never like that. You know what I mean? If any of his soldier ever get out of line with any of the other cooks that's in the dining facility, man, he gonna put those soldiers in their place, man, right? I understand, about being cocky and everything, but you know what I mean? But I respecting it. And that's what Staff Sergeant Chisholm was all about. Respect, man. Yeah, I was just thinking about him a couple of days ago. And I was like, man, I started looking him up just to double check the month that he passed. I knew that he passed in 2016. But I had to look up the month that he passed, though, man. You know what I mean? And right before I left, we were stationed at our Hunter Army Airfield, right? That's like 1 hour away from Fort Stewart. But when you do your jump, right, as a jump person, airborne, right, you jump out of Fort Stewart if it's stationed at Hunter. You know what I mean? And the sad thing about this whole situation, that was supposed to be really his last jump before he got out of the military, because he was planning to get out of the military, right? He was planning to hang it up, I think, at the time, because he joined straight out of high school at 18. Right? And it was just hurtful, though, man, that this young man lost his life, right? Down on the battlefield, right? Or just training. Just doing training in the military, you know? And then when I found out that he passed and everything, I thought about me. When I first came in the military, I tried out for airborne. Why did I make it? Because I like to go to airborne school, right? Let's say in the regular army, when you're doing PT formation, and you do PTA, and you run 3-4 miles, that most time you're running at a 9-minute, 10-minute, 1-mile pace, 10-minute pace each mile, right? So you'll be done, if you do 4 miles, you'll be done around 40 minutes, 45 minutes, whatever. These people in airborne, they ain't running a damn 9-minute pace. These people are running 7-minute pace, sometimes 6-minute pace, 3 to 4 miles straight, nonstop. I could, I tried, man. Hey, I couldn't keep up with that damn mess at all. And then the PT standard was a little bit higher, right, for airborne school. Real, was real high. And when I took my PT test in airborne school, I didn't make it through, right? They don't give it one chance. At the time, I was really pissed off, though, right? Because I failed my PT test by some seconds. I failed my PT by run. My PT run by seconds. So I asked. So the next day or the same day, or one of the deal, they're going to kick me out of airborne school because I thought they're going to give me like another chance to maybe get ready and take the test again. Right? The people didn't even give me another chance. They kicked me out the first time I failed the damn school, man. I was very hurt. Because I didn't even beg. They called him Sergeant Airborne. And I remember going into his office. I was like, Sergeant Airborne, please give me one more chance. And right, I know that I can make it. Excuse me. If you give me a one more chance to take the PT test, give me 1 week. You know what I mean? And I'll get ready. That's how Airborne told me no. Right? I was pissed though, man. I was really mad. But you know, who knows, man, if I would have made it to airborne school, because even doing airborne school, right, people's getting hurt, jumping out of that airplane. A lot of them wasn't landing correctly, right? And you have to land a certain way. You know what I mean? A lot of them have like broken legs, broken hips, jumping out of the damn plane, because I think they jump from about 800 feet, at least in training, I think like 800 feet up in the air or something like that, anyway, right? You know what I mean? Yeah. I like, damn, so maybe things happen for a reason. You know what I mean? But Staff Sergeant Chisholm, may the young man rest in peace. Now, let's discuss my first topic. Luigi Mangione, right, has now admitted that he shot the United Healthcare CEO, Brian Thompson. Mangione pleaded guilty to federal stalking charges connected to Thompson's killing. Something I want to discuss, right? Here we go. Now, why has Luigi Mangione become a symbol to some Americans, right? Because when I was watching the news, I see these silly, to me, they are silly to me. These silly people, right? Outside, talking about Free Luigi. I mean, some of them have the signs Free Luigi. Some of them have the T-shirts, the signs, all that stuff, right? Outside the courthouse. And I'm thinking to myself, right? This man took a damn life. Right? There's no excuse for that. I don't give a damn. There's no damn excuse. This man took a life from somebody. And the bad thing about it, he didn't confront him face to face and shot him. He shot the man, that's cowardly. He shot the man in the back of his head, right? Without him even noticing. That's cowardly and weak to me. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna sneak on somebody and shoot him behind when he can't even see coming. You see what I'm saying? You know, one of my favorite rappers, right, said, Scarface, back in the day, he said, always look a man in the eye before you kill him, right? Just a song, right? You know what I'm saying? Luigi didn't look this man in the eye. You know what I mean? He shot this man from behind. So why the man have to be like a folk hero, right? But is it because he's a handsome guy, a pretty boy? So all you silly-ass ladies like how he looks, handsome guy? Stuff like that, you know what I mean? Just like the Jeffrey Dahmer case, right? Jeffrey Dahmer case. I remember exactly when that happened, but when I saw the Netflix miniseries on Netflix, and how this man was getting so much fan letters from women, right? I'm like, this man ate people. He murdered people. He ate people. And this dumbass woman, he's going to write a man love letters? Stupid ass people, right? They're like, the Menendez brothers. These men are killing their parents. These men kill their parents. But yet they're getting love letters from strangers. I don't get it, right? So my thing is too, you know, the young man of the CEO, right? Remember one thing, this man is just the CEO. He doesn't own the company, right? That I know of. You could be CEO and slash owner. You know what I'm saying? But he's just a CEO of the damn company. You know what I'm saying? Why don't y'all go after the bosses, right? The people that own these companies that make the rules. Why don't y'all never go after Congress? Because whether you're not here, United Healthcare, then from what I heard though, that's a bad insurance company though, man. Denying a lot of people claims. I gotta say that. That's wrong for that. That's wrong. They're all about, you know what I'm saying, making the money, but not taking care of people who need help, right? All the people that are paying, they're probably paying these really high premiums, right? You know what I'm saying? It's not right how if somebody's sick, but they can't get the surgery that they need. You know what I mean? It's not right that the insurance company don't take care of the people. Because if people stop saying, oh, if people say, you know what, I'm paying insurance. And I'm not being, the insurance company not taking care of me. I'm going to stop paying my damn money. The insurance company will go bankrupt. If people are like, F it. I'm not going to be paying insurance. If this insurance company is not taking care of me, why should I pay my damn monthly? You know, I got family right now. You know what I'm saying? Why should I pay the $300-$500 a month for my family, for me and my family to be taken care of if this insurance company is not taking care of me? Because if you're paying $300, right, you know what I'm saying? Some right now, from what I heard, you know what I'm saying? Some of these people pay $800-$900, close to $1,000 for family, for them and their family, for insurance. Which is ridiculous to me. I mean, that's some high money right there. You see what I'm saying? So these insurance companies, man, no matter what, if people get sick, take care of them. Take care of the damn people. Right? Right? Why don't we, you know what I'm saying, get mad at the lawmakers? We put these laws in place to allow these insurance companies to do these things. You know what I mean? People get mad, right? Especially the people on the right, right? Talk trash about the Affordable Care Act, right? They dubbed it the Obamacare, but it is the Affordable Care Act. Okay? That's proper enunciation, the proper way to pronounce it. Okay, talk about it, they call it the Affordable Care Act. Before that came into place in the 2010, insurance companies used to get away with murder from people. If you have a pre-existing condition, you couldn't get no health insurance. They're gonna deny you right away. You know what I mean? All kind of crap before the Affordable, and the Affordable Care Act stop all that. Now, is the Affordable Care Act perfect? No, it's not perfect. Because I don't believe you should penalize people for not getting it. People should not be penalized, right? The one thing I don't like about it. You see what I'm saying? But it could be better, you know? But all these right-wing Republicans want to do is get rid of it without no kind of plan, right? They don't want the same people that vote for them, they don't want y'all to have health insurance. See what I'm saying? They don't want y'all to have health insurance. Because if they wanted y'all to have health insurance, they would have tried to make it the Affordable Care Act even better, enhance it better. You know what I'm saying? That should be right now, that should be a bipartisan thing. You see what I'm saying, right? Me personally, I'm with Bernie Sanders. Universal health care. Why can't America do universal health care, right? Why not? You know what I'm saying? They say that's very progressive. They call it a progressive policy. But why should it be progressive, though? You know what I mean? Why should America pay the people that work hard in this country, pay their taxes? You see what I'm saying? Get universal health care. If a lot of major industrialized country could do it, why America can't do it? If Canada could do it, Germany could do it. But one thing I'm gonna say about Canada, though, right? When I was doing like a paper on healthcare, health insurance, healthcare. You know, a lot of foreigners though, man, in Canada, is depleting the healthcare. That may be why America probably don't. And I try and do that shit though, man. I got to call a spade, right? It's not the Canadians mostly that's depleting the healthcare system. It's people from other countries that come to Canada, right? I got to say that too, man. Right, where I do my paper too, right? People from other countries that actually come to Canada, right? Like say the exchange students, you know what I'm saying? People that probably, I'm not talking about no illegal aliens, okay? Let's get it straight. I'm just talking about people who come to that country legally, but was not born in that country, right? They come to Canada legally, right? You know what I'm saying? A lot of them are depleting the healthcare system over there. You know what I mean? Which it was meant for Canadians. You know what I mean? But if somebody comes to your country, man, you can't deny them access to healthcare. That's wrong, period. You see what I'm saying? It's really wrong to deny people access to healthcare. You see what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So that part I do kind of understand, and I wish, right, and not only Republicans though that don't believe in universal healthcare. Some Democrats don't. Like I just recently watched the news, saw a clip with John Ossoff, center of a Democratic senator from Georgia, which I voted for him anyway when I lived in Georgia. I voted for John Ossoff twice. Right. He was on the news and he said he doesn't believe in universal health care. But I wanted to know for them, right, who don't believe in universal health care, right? Jack actually explained to me as a citizen of this country who pays taxes, right? Why do you not believe in universal healthcare? You know, I might agree with you, might not, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But I want to know the exact reason why. No political answer. There's straight up reason why you don't believe in universal healthcare. Because who knows, it might be a good reason. Might be a reason why I said, because let's be honest, right? A lot of people come to other countries, you know what I'm saying? Right? And use up the damn healthcare system, who haven't really paid taxes into that system yet. See what I'm saying? Let's be honest with that. We got to be honest with that. We got to talk about this, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people come to just like America, come to America. You see what I'm saying? And use up the healthcare system, haven't put one lick of tax, pay one lick of tax in the system yet in the country, in this country. You know, you see what I'm saying? Or haven't paid into enough taxes, because I might have been, you know, in the country a couple of years. You know what I mean? Imagine all those students who come to these countries, right? And there is the end. Whether it's Canada, America, Germany, right, to study. They get sick. They got to go to their doctor. They have to have some kind of health care. See what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And a lot of them come to America, so they just go to classes, do not have no job, don't pay no kind of taxes, nothing. Right? But yet, they're getting health care, which I do not want nobody to get denied health care at all. Well, excuse me, people get sick. They deserve to live. They deserve to be taken care of no matter what. You know what I mean? So that's why. But when it comes to the Luigi stuff, right, when a man take the law into his own hands, I get it. You're probably hurting. You know what I'm saying? You're not in healthcare, wouldn't doing the job by taking care of him. You know what I mean? But at the same time, though, man, that doesn't give him the right to take a man's life. 50-year-old man, got family, got a wife and children. You know what I mean? I don't agree with that stuff, man. I think it's wrong. You know what I'm saying? Right? Just because somebody in have medical debt and insurance companies does anger a lot of people, right? But that does not justify killing an individual. It does not justify killing the, you know what I'm saying? Because what message are you going to send now? Nothing is not going to change. You know what I'm saying? Nothing is not going to change. The messed up healthcare system is still going to be there, regardless, right? Of course, can you criticize the healthcare industry while also condemning murder? Of course. Like I'm doing right now, I condemn that murder. And y'all silly ass people, I wish I was in the courthouse with a megaphone right now. I said, everybody, they probably cussed me out, they probably beat me up. I said, everybody, all y'all silly ass people, take your ass home, man. Right? Free this dude who killed somebody. You know what I mean? Suppose if that was your father who was running the damn United Healthcare system, right? How would you feel about that then? If that was your father or grandfather that's running this stuff, right? And somebody's come from behind, not even looking the man in the eye, but come from behind and shot him in the back. So I'm saying? That's not hero. That's not being a hero. That's being weak to me. That's being weak to me. And sorry. You understand me? Right? That's being weak to me and sorry. Now, right? Now, question, right? If you believe America's healthcare system is broken, where should the line be drawn between legitimate protests and glorifying violence? Huh? Think about that. Where should the line be drawn? All right. Next topic. Okay, Trump's secret plane switch in Turkey. This is crazy as hell to me. You know, even before this switch, right, I used to always say to myself, being a reporter that following Donald Trump all over the world is very risky. And I hope that the companies that they work for give them hazard pay. Seriously, man. They need to give them hazard pay. Because think about it, Iran wants Donald Trump's head. You know what I mean? And suppose if something happened while these reporters are following the president of the United States around the world. Something could happen. And that time of the time, probably won't be the president that's going to get hurt. It's going to be those damn reporters, right? So if you don't know the story now, right? The story so is... It's so fascinating to me, man, because I understand that protecting the president sometimes requires extraordinary secret measures, right? So, after Trump's trip to Turkey, he publicly boarded the presidential aircraft. But because of a reported security threat, Trump was secretly moved to another aircraft. Reporters and some members of the traveling party reportedly didn't know that Trump had switched planes. Think about it, right? All those reporters that sit on that same plane did not know that Donald Trump switched planes. It was some crazy stuff, man. So the original aircraft was essentially being used as part of the deception. And that's where I have questions, man. Suppose, God forbid, thank God, thank the great God, nothing happened though, man. Suppose if the plane was in the air and with all full of all those reporters and then the Iran said, no, I'm gonna strike this damn plane down. All the reporters would have died. See what I'm saying? I gotta be honest, if I was the damn reporter, I don't think I could take the damn assignment. Following this president around the world? Hell no. Oh, I don't want to do it. No way. Because he's going to put your life in danger. Right? Look at that man. Think about this, right? When Donald Trump was running for president. And somebody was trying to take out Donald Trump. All right? And the person missed. But yeah, somebody that was in the audience, a man, young man, one of his supporters was the audience, got shot. Right? Got shot. See what I'm saying? Man, if the man was not there. You know what I mean? And I'll tell you something. I'm talking about the wife, how she's grieving. Excuse me. How the wife is grieving. But when Joe Biden, when he was president at the time, when Joe Biden wanted to see her, she said no. I'm like, damn. No matter what, that's still president of the United States, man. You see, he's trying to tell me because he's so loyal to Donald Trump. He didn't want to meet the president of the United States. That's crazy. That's crazy to me. Right? I'm not a fan of Donald Trump. But if I ever get a chance to meet him as the president, I'll still meet him. I don't care. Still the president. I'll still meet him, take a damn picture. I don't care. I endorse him in kind of way, or I vote for him, but he's still the president of the United States. You know what I'm saying? How many opportunities do you really get to really meet the president of the United States? You see what I'm saying? So if you take the opportunity, why not take it? Because 10 years from when Donald Trump is out of office, 10, 20 years from now, people ain't gonna remember. They're gonna remember it, but you know what I'm saying? They're gonna be on different talking points 10 years from now, 10 years from when he leave office. I mean, Donald Trump's gonna be an afterthought. He really will be. You see what I'm saying? There's any other president, right? How many former presidents do we really talk about 20 years after the death, right? 20 years after the left office. You see what I'm saying? We don't think about people like, you know what I mean? Unless someone try to make like a point or something. We don't think about people like Jim Carter, Bill Clinton, George Bush, H.W. Bush, first George Bush, right? People don't talk about these people no more. You know what I'm saying? These people are afterthought now. You know what I mean? They're just written on in the history books, right? Same thing with Donald Trump. They're going to go down in the history books once it's all said and done. You understand me, right? Yeah, so that's what I've been thinking, though, man. All those damn reporters, though, man. I mean, all those reporters. I don't know how they felt. You know what I mean? And my thing is, right, do you so-called right, why do they call y'all right-wing anyway? Man, nothing right about y'all. Y'all right-wing media. There's nothing right about y'all at all. Because y'all don't, right, do nothing right. We're going to do the right thing. Because these type of things, right, you should be calling out them. Instead of defending his action, calling him out. Because someone on the left, right, or let's say CNN, could call him out for doing what he did, right? But he's not going to make that much of an impact versus if Fox News called him out. That make more of an impact. You see what I'm saying? To people. Right? Trust me. Because right now, he's the president of the United States, right? You know what I'm saying? When your own people call you out, right? That makes more of an impact versus the opposition calling you out. You see what I'm saying? Because if the opposition calling you out, the only thing they're going to tell you, you're a hater, you this, you that, you this and that. But if your own people call you out, that's more of an impact. That's how I believe, right? And I believe the Fox News, right, they're very complicit in everything that man does. What else? The News Nation, all these stuff, right? If Donald Trump decided to be a dictator right now, which I do believe he does have kind of dictator tendency, I believe that. He's not a dictator, but he has the tendency to be one. You see what I'm saying? I blame the right-wing media. Because they're very complicit. You see what I'm saying? They're very complicit. I guarantee if all these countries that got dictators right now, if those media would have been doing their fucking job, right before the first dictator ever hit the country. You know what I'm saying? Right? Word of mouth. I don't know how it was 200 years ago when it comes to how the news look like in other countries, right? But imagine if every single media people are all on the same page and let the everybody in the country know, figure out a way to let everybody in their country know, hey, this person should not fit to lead. You don't think those people will listen? I believe so. But the media has to be on the same page. See what I'm saying? They have to be on the same page. Because if not, you know what I mean? You got people that follow this media. You got people that follow this media. But imagine if every single media right now, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, News Nation, all of those things, right? Imagine if they're all on the same page. Guarantee, right? All the stuff that Donald Trump is doing, he wouldn't be getting away with it because people will be informed, not misinformed. You see what I'm saying? And let's talk about misinformed. Now, sailors stranded for about 250 some days. All right, it was reported, right? Okay. Whew, wow. I also wanted to discuss the story of the sailors who were reportedly stranded for roughly 250 days, right? And I'm telling you right now, thank God for the internet. Because if it weren't for the internet, the country wouldn't have known what's going on with these sailors, right? Right? Yeah, the country wouldn't be knowing what's going on with these damn sailors. No, these sailors got deployed back in November of last year. They were supposed to come home, May, right? November, March, April, about 6 months, right? They're supposed to come home around May timeframe. So, maybe before May, a couple months, I don't know. But from what I heard, they got extended a couple times. Right? On the ship, for how it was reported, the living condition was terrible. The soil wasn't getting adequate nutrition. You know what I mean? Personal hygiene probably wasn't that great. Yeah, I have soldiers trying to unalive, or sailors trying to unalive themselves because of the condition, right? And then when the new asked Donald Trump, your president of the United States, man, about that situation, instead he acknowledged it, right, and said we're gonna do whatever to fix it, whatever they need to say, right? He downplayed the situation and said, oh, it's fake news, right? Reported by CNN, fake news reported by CNN, right? Fake news, he said, reported by CNN. But yet, if the family members of those sailors that are making these things go viral. Because you don't think those sailors are calling back their family and complaining to their wives, their parents, all this stuff? You see what I'm saying? You ought to be ashamed of yourself, man. The same man who acts so tough, but dodged the damn draft back in the 70s. You know what I mean? The same man that disrespected John McCain, a war hero, right? But yet, he was too scared to join. Why didn't he join back in the 70s? Come on now, he's not that tough. He talked tough, and the only reason why he talked tough because he got money, and he's rich, but he's not tough. I'm saying it right now, this man is not tough. Mentally weak, he's a weak man. Yes, I'm saying that shit, because as a damn veteran, how can you talk to disrespect these sailors like that who risked their lives for you, right? You started a war that nobody wanted, right? Iran wasn't bothering America. Iran had never dropped no damn bomb on America. America are the only country right? They don't use nuclear weapons. Weapon. Right? Only country that done it. Behind of a damn unhinged president back in those days. You see what I'm saying? The world don't have to worry about Iran. The world have to worry about America. Because America is always the country, all the other people's business, man. Leave people the hell alone. People are getting fed up. And you wonder why other countries do not like America. Because America is always meddling in other people's stuff. Right? Leave these countries alone. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. Of course, make sure our defense is to the T. So just if you get attacked, I get it. You know what I'm saying? But when you start a war with these damn countries, right? And right, wouldn't about to tell, oh, because they don't want no nuclear weapons. So fucking what? How are you gonna tell another country what not to have? But yet we're doing the same shit. Right? Russia doing the same stuff. It's a hypocrite to me, man. You know what I'm saying? If you don't want other countries to have nuclear weapons, then we need to get rid of all damn nuclear weapons too. That's how I feel. Can't mean a damn hypocrite. You know what I'm saying? How can you tell another country what they can't have? You know what I mean? It's just frustrating when I hear these type of things on the news, man. Come on, man. America, to me, is a great country. I love this country. But we need to do better. We need to do better in this damn country. For real. We really need to do better because it's just not right that these damn sailors, man, is being, you know what I'm saying, be stuck at sea. I can't even leave yet until the replacement get there. That's wrong to me. You know, you see what I'm saying? Why not fix the situation? You know? Why don't you take care of your military people, man? Why don't you take care of your military people? Under this damn president, how many soldiers were sent this year, 2026? How many soldiers died under his leadership? How many soldiers got wounded under his leadership? And this type of man y'all want to follow? Who's getting your son and daughter killed? Why don't you send his son over there? His young son, right? According to reports, right, he's too tall. Right? Wave it. I'm sending his ass over there to fight. See what I'm saying? At least in England, the Prince, Harry Prince William, at least they're joining the damn military. You know what I mean? To defend their country. At least they're joining the military. Seriously. No, I'm telling you right now, there should be a damn law. If a person is president at the time and they have kids who are age appropriate for the military, it should be mandatory for them to join. Mandatory for their kids to join. You see what I'm saying? If the kids have not been here, because some of these people are like old running for president anyway, so their kids by then be in their 50s anyway, so I get it. But for young presidents, right? You see what I'm saying? If they got young kids between the age of 18 to 35, while they're in office, if the kids turn 18, right, while they're still in office, it should be mandatory for the child, son or daughter, to freaking join. And let's see if this president is going to send other kids to war. Let's see if that happened. Let's see if they're going to send other people, children, to war to die. See what I'm saying? When 9/11 happened, right? I joined the army 6 months before 9/11 happened. And when 9/11 happened, man, people were patriotic to join the military army that back then because we got attacked. See what I'm saying? America, remember when that happened? America came together, man. Black people, white people, because despite of all the stuff, the racial tension, all the stuff, right? One thing we have in common is America. You know what I'm saying? And people was willing to join the military. Was willing to join because we got attacked. You see what I'm saying? World Trade Center and all this stuff, right? But when we attack another country, why should people now, young kids, these young kids now join the military, right? When we are the ones attacking other countries. And I'll tell you right now, if y'all don't know history, man, y'all need to go read some history books or something. I'll tell you right now, so y'all need to go there and read some damn history books. Iran is a type of country, right? Those Middle Eastern people, they play the long game, right? Bin Laden, before 9/11 happened, this man was playing this shit since the 1980s to attack America. Think about it, over 20 years, he was planning to attack America. 20 damn years. When the Iran crisis happened in 1979, right? When Iran attacked those Americans in what, Lebanon, Beirut, wherever the shit was. In 1979, that's why Jimmy Carter lost the damn election, right? In 1979. They waited 26 damn years before they finally freaking attacked. Think about it. They played a long game, right? Because if you know your history, in the 1950s, the CIA decided that they want a regime change in Iran, and they overthrew all the killed the Ayatollah, whatever they call them. they call those guys, right? And I'm telling you, because of the damn CIA. You know what I mean? Right, and that's another damn story. How this damn CIA being all everybody's damn business, man. Leave people the hell alone, man. People are fed up with this crap. Right? This country are fed up. And they waited 26 damn years before they attack. Right? Go, please. Let's go read a book, man. We got the internet today. All the stuff you can Google. It's all in Google right now. It'll tell you. You see what I'm saying? So, and I'm telling you right now, for now on to the rest of your life, everybody, for the rest of your life, you better be vigilant. I feel something's coming. It might have happened in Trump's term. I doubt it. It might be 10 years from now, 5 years from now, but something's coming. You see what I'm saying? I hope America, especially in major places, have really high alert security, you know what I mean, to protect the people in that area. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm telling you, you don't think Iran is planning right now to attack America? It could be 2 years from now. It could be 5 years from now, 10 years from now. But they're not going to forget. See how America killed their leader? You see what I'm saying? Back in February. Although Iran is killing its own citizen, but you see how America killed those school children, 140 school kids, what America did? You think Iran is going to forget that? They're probably thinking, I kill my own people. You can't kill my people, though. You see what I'm saying? I'm telling you, man, something's going to happen. Mark these words. Something will happen. I'm afraid. I'm afraid for my children. I'm afraid for my grandkids. Because of what this damn president decided to do, right? You know what I mean? And who's going to take accountability for all those cool kids that got killed over in Iran? You know what I'm saying? I think that should be a war crime. I think Pete Hegseth, I know, right, should face some kind of accountability, point blank. The damn military general who gave the order for the bomb, because they can still deny certain orders if they know it's wrong. You see what I'm saying? If the military general who gave the order, he should face some kind of accountability too. Killing innocent civilians. Well, who had nothing to do with nothing. You know what I'm saying? Point blank. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? For real though, man. Now, I just want to talk about this real quick. The man, Krishan Rock. If y'all don't know who she is, I don't know too much about this woman. Only thing I know about her and some so-called rapper named Blueface, right? I don't like that guy. I don't know him. I think he's an ignorant dude. You see what I'm saying? Now, a couple days ago, there was someone going viral online How about Christian Rock and some girl fighting? You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it was staged, but it didn't look staged to me. It looked real, right? Some girl fighting. And Blueface, her boyfriend, our so-called baby's father, out there just egging the stuff on, man. What kind of man are you, right? Now, when he first went viral, I didn't know nothing about this guy. I didn't know his music or nothing. And I'm a hip-hop guy. You see what I'm saying? He had his mother, his old mom, do something, right? And he was flashing money in front of the mom. And he wanted the mom to do something, some kind of derogatory stuff, right? I don't care if you're joking or serious. You see what I'm saying? When it comes to your mother, certain things you don't fucking do. You know what I mean? And this dumbass mother wanted to play along with that shit. Sorry, I'm sorry, but I got to call a spade a spade. You know what I mean? I would never let my child embarrass me like that. Whether I don't give a damn for this kid or not. I would never let my damn kid embarrass me like that in front of the damn camera. Or period. You see what I'm saying? That's sorry to me. For real. And Christian, and you know what though? I saw some old picture of her. And she's a really beautiful girl too, man. I really believe she could do better. I really believe that. You see what I'm saying? I really believe she needs to just leave a man alone and move on with her life. Make a co-parent. You see what I'm saying? Because the only thing they're known for is negativity. Nothing positive. You know, right? Now she's trained. She had, I think, one boxing match. You know what I mean? Right? So she's actually basically a trained boxer now. So imagine, right? She's a boxer now, so she's actually in gym training, right? So her hand could be lethal weapons. Could be a lethal weapon now. So I'm saying, imagine if that girl decided to sue, if this wasn't a stage, right? Imagine if that girl decided to sue her. See what I'm saying? I get money from this young lady. I'm just saying though, man, just sorry to me. They're just toxic. Both of them toxic, just silly. You know what I mean? All of them face tattoo on his damn face. Look crazy to me. And dude, and the big people that got face tattoo, to me, they got some kind of mental health issues to me. Why would you put tattoo on your face? You know what I mean? Mike Tyson, my favorite boxer. My first time with a face tattoo. I'm like, man, this dude, something wrong with this dude. See what I'm saying? Right? You have to have something, right, to tattoo up your damn face? Something got to be wrong with you, man. Sorry. You know what I mean? You need to go see a shrink. See that psychologist, psychiatrist, somebody. Right? It ain't right. Man, that's just crazy to me, though, man. Right? Now, I want to talk about this real quick. The Tupac murder trial. Keith D. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you right now, if you're at a certain age, you probably know or remember where you were when Tupac got, when he died. Maybe not when he got shot, but when he died. I remember my daughter at the time was 6 months old. He died September 13th, the day before my birthday, on a Sunday. And I remember I had just dropped off my daughter, right, because it was my weekend to keep her. I had just dropped her off to her mother's house. And then when I was inside the house, it was on the radio. Tupac Shakur just died, just succumbed to his, to the bullet wounds, right? He died. So I was at my baby mama's house at the time when Tupac died. Now, this stupid ass dude, Keith D, right? So-called gang member. Back in the day, I guess he wrote books. He wrote a book about it happened. I even back in the day, I saw the man on Vlad TV talking about Tupac, right? And how silly these dumbass some of these black people are. Oh, Vlad is a friend. Vlad is that. But y'all dumbass black people talking. Y'all be bragging about shit. But you want to call Vlad the damn Fed. But y'all go on the show and brag about things. Right? Keep your damn mouth shut. You see what I'm saying? I know he's in trial for the murder of Tupac, right? Which, not because he pulled the trigger, because he orchestrated Tupac's murder. Because if he saw the video with Tupac and his crew beating down some guy. I saw the video when it first came out, when it first happened. And the first thing that went through my mind when I saw the damn video, right? How stupid Tupac was. You're a fucking star. I'm sorry. He was dumb. I don't give a damn how young you young. I don't give a damn. 24, 25, right? But still dumb. You're a damn famous star. Why are you going to put your hands on somebody, man? No matter what. You see what I'm saying? I thought that shit was dumb back then. And I still stuck to my damn my guns. I thought it was dumb. Because, man, if never would have happened, they could have. Those people were smart. That person was smart. Right? Orlando Anderson or whatever his damn name was, right? Yeah, he was a gang member too. But if he was smart, he'd be like, you know what though? I'm going to take Tupac to court. I got money from him. That would have been a smart thing to do. But no, your pride, right? So how the story goes, I think he might have been the one that killed Tupac, right? Because his feelings were hurt because he got beat up. You know what I'm saying? So he had to take it to the gun because he can't fight with his hands. He got his ass beat, right? Why couldn't he get the rest of his crew together and they actually have a brawl? But now he has to get a gun. Can't fucking fight. Point blank. That's how I feel. All right? But anyway, man, that's my time. Thank you for tuning in to Common Ground. Until next time, keep the conversation going.
You're tuned in to Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.